Our Associate Director of International Student Services, named a Region 4 Superstar in 2005, performer and instructor of trumpet, and that would be Dr. Brooke DeArmond. Hey, Brooke.
Well, hello, Mary. How are you today?
I'm doing great, and we're so happy that you're here. Man, your plate is full this week.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But it's a fun time. So.
Yeah, you got a lot going on.
Oh, yes.
Let's talk first about what's happening tomorrow night.
Okay.
And that's the final performance of the Cape Muni Band.
Yes.
Tomorrow night.
Absolutely.
At 7 o'clock in the Dan Cotner Amphitheater in Kapaha Park. I read the weather today, Wednesday night, mostly clear. A low around 67.
Gonna be gorgeous.
We're gonna have a northeast wind come through, and we'll feel like it's something we don't deserve, but we absolutely,
absolutely.
Do.
Absolutely, especially after days like we've had the last 3 days.
That's it. It's the final concert of the season. Maybe more importantly, the final concert for our director.
Yes,
Neil Casey. He's gonna hang up the baton after this year.
Right, right. And
back to playing clarinet, I hope.
Exactly. And also, I don't know how many of our listeners know this, it's also the final performance of a legend here in Cape Girardeau, but Jerry Ford is his last concert with the Cape Muni Band. I think he's been in it since 1956 or 1957. And so we're just ready to celebrate him and, you know, that legacy that he's leaving behind. So,
yeah, he's been so important, such a big driving force behind so many bands, really.
Yes,
around the area.
Absolutely.
I know he's a huge supporter of jazz at the SEMO campus. I see him there at all of the jazz concerts. We love Jerry. We love Jerry Ford. And wish him all the best.
Absolutely.
That's very exciting.
You know,
yeah.
Yep.
So that's Wednesday night. Joy Brooker will be the special guest. It's a free concert in the park. Lots of cool music. I see some West Side Story. Music by Leroy Anderson, an instant concert by Harold Walters. That sounds interesting.
Oh, yeah.
And then on Saturday afternoon at 2, we have the big band.
Yes.
The really big band.
Yeah.
The Southeast Missouri Regional Jazz Orchestra. How many people are in this band?
I think I counted up. There's about 20 of us. So it's a pretty good size group for a jazz band, for a big band. I say jazz band, but we play so much, so many different genres. And so I can't hardly just call it jazz anymore. It's just a true big band that plays a little bit of everything.
Can you give us some insight about what the playlist will be?
Oh, yeah. Let's see here. We've got, you know, everything. So you mentioned a little bit of West Side Story earlier, but then we do think, and I know that's in the Muni Band, but one of these, like we're going to be playing Summertime.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
Gershwin.
From a little bit of Gershwin. We're playing a neat arrangement of Blackbird.
So, like, that's the Beatles.
Yeah, for the Beatles. We've got a little, let's see here, Nearness of You. I'm gonna be featured on that one. I'm excited.
Yes. Yeah, we love that.
But just the two of us. We're gonna be playing some, you know, just a little rock, some La Fiesta, some. A little bit of everything.
Well, you're right.
So.
This thing says your promo. A wide variety of music, including jazz standards. You just named one. Latin favorites, rock and roll, pop hits. Something for all ages to enjoy, and that's cool, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm excited because there's always kids in the audience, and I love to look out there and see them dancing. And so, yeah, it's fun stuff.
So we're putting a bow on some of these summer performances. Would you say the majority of the people that are performing in the ensembles are going to end up going back to their teaching gigs?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Definitely lots of band directors, especially with the regional jazz orchestra, though. The great thing, what I love about this group is it's kind of like an experiential learning thing for our college kids. And that's how I actually got started in the group in 2004. I was just a college freshman, and needed to know a little more about jazz. And so getting to work with some of these great trumpet players that played over the summer in this group, that was, and so that's the same thing. We still have great high school students that join us and great college kids that join us. I can't say kids anymore, they're adults, but I love having them in that group and working with us all. And
what are you going to do about your separation anxiety?
Yeah, no.
I hear it's hitting pretty hard in some places.
It is, you know, but thank God for Facebook and other social media that I could keep connected with some of them.
You can stay connected. For the most part, these groups come together word of mouth at the beginning, let's say, of spring, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get a request and then maybe you make suggestions also, especially the part about where there are talented high school and college students involved? If you know a high school student, maybe somebody who's studying with you, and you want to recommend somebody to the group, is that how that happens?
Yeah. And we just kind of know, you know, we kind of have like the standing group that has been together for decades now, literally. And then once we figure out who isn't playing and who can, then we fill in, you know, and that's usually with the college and the high school students. And so, yeah.
Well, since you're a trumpet player, I found some Dizzy Gillespie to play.
All right.
Max Roach on drums, Bud Powell piano, on bass Charles Mingus, Charlie Parker sax, and our trumpet player Dizzy Gillespie with Gillespie's We, a recording of live, obviously, a jam session. How about that, Dr. Brooke DeArmond?
I mean, those guys were getting paid by the note, I think. That's crazy. So.
That would be something, especially for that improv that Dizzy Gillespie took off on. I guess that's why we study our scales, isn't it? Something like that. If you're just joining me, you're listening to Jazz A La Carte on KRCU Public Radio. Joining me here is Dr. Brooke DeArmond, the Associate Director of International Student Services here at Southeast Missouri State. Mild-mannered associate director by day, but by night, she puts her trumpet cape on. I don't know what y'all put on. Freelance trumpet performer, instructor. How many students you got about now?
Oh, I've got about six that I regularly
see.
And then just they trickle in throughout the year to get
worked
on.
Get ready for stuff. Yeah, get ready for the big stuff, for the competition stuff. And Brooke is here to talk about two important performances coming up this week. Let's revisit the jazz concert first. This is called the Southeast Missouri Regional Jazz Orchestra.
Yes.
And somewhere around 25 players. They've been at it for 26 years.
Yes.
And the orchestra conducted by Scott Reibold, who comes down from parts unknown, we're thinking.
I know he's in the St. Louis area. I can't remember
St.
what
Louis.
School he teaches at.
Yeah.
But formerly at Dexter High School for years and years.
To lead this orchestra comprised of music educators. We just listed, we were talking while we were listening to Dizzy Gillespie about the reason that this all has to come to a screeching halt is because everybody's got to go back to school. High school and college students and professional musicians.
Yes.
Yeah. Some of them have graduated and now they get to be paid. a wide variety of music. You're talking about tonight from West Side Story, Summertime from Porgy and Bess, rather. Latin favorites, rock and roll, pop hits. And it's free.
It is free. And I have to say, you know, that part of the reason that it's free is we are being presented by the SEMO Alumni Association.
Oh, wonderful.
And so I have to give a shout out to the director of the Alumni Association, George Gasser, over there for the work he has done to secure that space for us at the Alumni Center. But also to bring it to our fans for free. We perform, you know, we'll also be performing in Dexter on Friday down at the First Christian Church there at 6:30 p.m. and that's also free. But any opportunity we can share this music at no charge to others, we just want to be jazz advocates, basically.
Absolutely. So. Same here. You've found a friend and we'll welcome you back anytime, as usual. The door's always open. That's the Southeast Missouri Regional Jazz Orchestra concert Saturday afternoon at 2 at the Wecking Alumni Center on the campus of Southeast Missouri State, right on Broadway.
Yes,